opportunity to go to our website and listen to it. You guys feel free to do so as well. Can't hurt. A lot of this stuff I know you probably don't agree with. A lot of you probably don't really like. But I just ask for your patience a little bit. Again, listen to what we're going to go through, and then we'll go from there. First of all, I want to introduce you to Shireen and Ivy. They are two of our board members. They've been on the board for the last several years. Rules and regulations are dictated by our board of directors. This, by any means, is just two of the five that we have sitting on the current board right now. We've had a lot of suggestions, comments, concerns over the last year that we've talked about this and talked about this and talked about this and stickered and flyered about our parking. Going back to the basics, how many parking spots does everybody get? You get two. You get two stickers. That's it. Your garage and your driveway are what is allotted to you per household for your parking. Guest parking, none of that has anything to do with it. It's those two spaces. If that means if you have stuff in your garage, that leaves you with one space. You have two cars, you've got a problem. Everybody here, first and foremost, I'm going to start right here. This parking permit is the parking permit that everyone was issued. Does everybody have that parking permit on their vehicles? There was an older one that didn't have the yellow box. It was a little bit smaller. That is no longer, and I think Zach has probably flyered you, stickered you to death, that you need to update that. So everyone's in agreement, that's the one we have. You have two. That's it. So that is only allowed, never allowed in a guest parking spot, ever, 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 ever. There is one exception or two exceptions. If we're doing your building for a roof, you will be given a special tag to park elsewhere. But that sticker should never be in a guest spot, ever. Again, you guys have been stickered, flyered, notices from the office, and people are still parking in a spot. That's going to change come September 1st. We're going to have a tow company coming in here for a lot of time, of probably anywhere from 2 to 4 hours. They're going to roam through here, and they know what our rules and regulations are, and they're here to enforce them. I don't want to do that. We begged and pleaded to not have to go that route, and unfortunately we're not getting people to comply with what the rules and regulations are. So come September 1st, there's not going to be any more warning. If you're parked there, it doesn't belong there, or it has no sticker on it whatsoever, or guest pass or anything, it's gone. If you guys, hang on, let's switch page. Okay. The green hanging thing, right here. It has two sides to it. One side says it's valid for your garage, for your driveway, and it's valid in a guest spot till midnight. That would be issued to somebody that's coming over to visit, coming over for dinner, not spending the night, coming over for a card game, coming over for drinks, whatever the case may be. If they're parking your driveway, truthfully, I don't know how the board feels about this, but I'm going to kind of say this. If they're in your driveway, I really don't care. They're not bothering me. They're not taking our guest spot. Again, if your car is not parked there, but truthfully, I don't think that that's an issue. If it's in the driveway, I don't really care because it's not taking up our guest parking spot. If they are in a guest spot, the other side says it's valid till midnight. So again, they're coming over short term. That needs to be displayed. There's two reasons for that. Heaven forbid there's an emergency and we need those parking spaces cleared. I need to know where to go. I need to know whose car this belongs to because it's somebody's guest, and I don't want to have to tow it if there's an emergency. So that needs to be displayed. And if you don't have it or you've misplaced it, I'm going to give you guys a business card at the end. It's going to have some information on it for you. It's got our email address. Shoot us an email, and we'll get you one issued back out. But you're only allowed one per household. You can't have two or three. So, that's the green tag. Does anybody have any questions about what the green tag is for?
That's not what it's for, but if you are having people come over for card games and you have your car, the driveway, where do the other two cars go?
Well, you're going to get one of those. You get one, then you will get a guest pass, and we're going to go to that.
Okay.
Because birthday parties are cheap more than one. Okay? The next one. Sorry, I didn't sign up here. That's a guest pass. That is a form that needs to be filled out ahead of time. Now, I know there's times that people surprise you come over, or people come over to have a card game, decide they don't want to drive home, whatever the case may be. If it's during the parameter of this office being open, you can get a form. You're going to be able to get these forms online now. We're going to try to alleviate people coming in here to pick up a form because your schedule and my schedule may not be conducive. So it may be that somebody comes to your house on a Saturday. The office isn't open. Our security guard doesn't come on until the evening. So, again, it's going to give you the option to submit those ahead of time online. We're working on that. That should hopefully be up and running by the 1st of September. But, again, I'll email everybody after this meeting and give you the updates as we progress with this. But then that would be a perfect example. You would fill out, you're going to have two or three people coming over. We would send the guest pass to your door, or it would be delivered through security. How many of you have used the guest pass? Probably everybody. Well, some of them. Again, we're going to simplify it. It's going to be, there's going to be two different types of forms online. There's going to be an auto-filling one that you're going to type in. It's going to shoot to my email. You'll get a copy of it as well, just for your records that you did submit it. If you need one immediately and it's, say, it's a Friday night, then there's going to be one that you're going to print out, fill out, and then contact the security and the patrol, and then he will deliver one to you. Now, when you're turning in guest passes, you should never turn a guest pass in ever, ever, ever to anybody but Ruth and I in this office, or throw it in the night drop, because we're going to send you a receipt that we returned it, because if you don't return it, it's $100. Okay, so even if you're swapping it out with that, it needs to go in the drop. You don't accept any of them back. If you reissue another one, that's fine, but again, there's not going to be, you do not collect any more, okay? We've had just about every situation presented to us about another vehicle outside of two, whether it's a child visiting from college that's in the interim, going back to school, finished college, looking for a job, needs to stay with mom and dad until they get on their feet. But regardless, there's a third vehicle that's coming into place. We have talked about possibly renting a space if somebody needed it, either for, it is a short-term fix. It's not going to be a long-term fix, but it could be done. And I think we've kicked it around, and some people were for it, some people were against it, but there are circumstances that are unique to everybody. And like I said, I've heard them all, from people that have aging parents, that somebody's here taking care of them, whatever the case may be. We are actually pushing for, and I think, again, you know, I think I'm not speaking for you guys, but I think we all came to an agreement of possibly doing this. It would be a monthly tag. I didn't mean to sign out at your game, sorry. They're going to be color-coded. They're only going to be valid for a certain time period. They are on a first-come, first-served basis. Again, I only have 84 spaces, so I can't make them all paid parking spaces. But we're going to start with 25. We've gone through, I think Ruth and I have gone through, and tried to think of the people that have unique situations that we know about. We have people that are in lease terms right now that have three vehicles, and until their lease is up, they have nowhere to go. They can't do anything with their vehicle. Some people have tried parking at the Y, which we would never encourage that. But until their lease term, we've already notified their management company that unless they get rid of the third vehicle, they cannot renew. And we've had to do that, unfortunately, because we're trying to enforce the rules and regulations. And that's the only way to do it. Is it fair? But this would be an alternative. So if you have 5 months left on your lease and you have a third vehicle and you're in the process, then you could rent possibly a space. And what we'll do is we'll actually have specific throughout the property. It's going to have a sign like that that's clearly states. So if you have a guest come over, it clearly states if you do not have the paid parking sticker, a tag, excuse me, you can't park there. You're automatically eligible for towing. That being said, that's going to be the first point of contact when you come on in the evening, is to check all those 25 spaces and make sure that tag's on there. Because those people have paid for those spots. If there is somebody that does not have that, you need to call the tow company immediately. Everybody should have gotten a copy of the rules and regulations. If you don't, I've got plenty of them. All of you that have gone through orientation, and I know a lot of you have, you guys have signed forms that you understand our parking, you understand the rules and regulations, and you guys sign that you basically are going to follow this, which is part of the parking thing. But again, if you do need it, I'd be glad to give you one. getting back to the 25 spaces, they're going to be sporadic. They're not going to be numbered. They're going to be based on a first-come, first-served basis. So you may have a pay tag, but it may not be right next to your unit. I can't control that. We're not going to make it specific. Is that your phone? I'm just making sure it's not that. So there might be four here. There might be four back by the back playground, some on Sugar View, some over here by the dumpster. But again, they're going to have a specially marked parking sign, so you'll all know where to go if you decide to go that route. Like I said, it's a first come, first served basis, and we're going to charge $50 per month. $50. You know, again, we've actually looked into a lot of other things and a lot of the other associations, and some of them are charging more than $200. There's actually one around the corner that's charging $250 a month to park in the spot. Again, this isn't to make money. This is to try to appease and get through a situation and hopefully come up with a short-term remedy. This is not going to be a long-term remedy. Because, you know what? You could be the 26th person, and then you're back to square one. You've got to move the car off the property or do something. Again, if your garage has stuff in it, there are self-storage places. You can utilize Todd's. They can load you load it up and take it away so that you can use your garage accordingly. You get a new car. We've asked you to peel off your old sticker. People think it's kind of silly. It's going to come in pieces, we know, because they'll destroy it, and you should try to take them off. That's for us to know that you've actually turned it in and we're issuing you a second sticker. So if you do get a car, it's important to make sure that we have the correct information on file, because all of this stuff is in a database and we utilize it as far as to implement notices and fining and non-renewals as well. So it's important that if you do have a new vehicle, you need to let us know. Parking in front of the office, the pool. If you live on Sugar View and you have two small children and you want to load up your floats and your cooler and all that and come up to the pool, and you come up here, obviously you're going to have a sticker. You're going to have a resident sticker because you're a resident and you're parked up here. It's absolutely fine during daytime hours, no problem. You can't utilize it for parking, again, because you can't park there full time. But what's nice about that is hopefully you're doing business either in the office or you're at the pool. If not, then you're subject to be towed again. Again, this is for the clubhouse, the amenities, and guest parking. We're thinking about putting some signage out here that just specifies this is, for clubhouse use or pool use or anything like that. There's like 8 or 9 spaces we talked about out there. Do you have anything else you'd like to add? Okay, now I'm going to open it. I'm going to ask you guys just to raise your hand if you guys have any questions or any suggestions. Again, this is a lot of this stuff we kind of thought about and talked about and kicked around, and some things we said yes, some things we said no, is based on the feedback and the hours that we have spent. And when I say hours, I'm not joking, of people coming in to converse about parking, because it's not something that people aren't very happy about it. I understand that. Unfortunately, it's a rule. Just like any rules that you have to deal with, we're here to enforce it. It's not my favorite thing to do. I certainly don't like it, but if anybody has any questions or suggestions, I'd be welcome to hear it now. Fran in the front.
Question being, there are not a lot, but a number of driveways that will accommodate more than one car.
Right.
So if you have your garage and one car, and then families, kids, whatever, that has a third car, why can't they park in that driveway?
Absolutely, they can. Forgive me.
But you had said.
Oh, two spaces, two stickers, correct.
Two stickers.
Right, yeah, oh, sorry, thank you, I forgot that. Yes, but you can park, if it's in your driveway, their driveway, I don't care.
You just want to choose.
Forgive me.
You did this once before, and I asked that question, it was like.
No, we're only issuing two stickers.
Okay.
But as long as it's contained in that driveway and not overhanging into the street, I don't care.
Thank you.
And that could be a guest as well. Yeah, absolutely. Anybody else?
Is there a way that we could, text to security to get it through instead of having to print out a form and, come in the middle of the night?
We'd have to have your signature on file for it.
Okay.
But again, it's going to be online. You can just type it in, and it'll go through, so you don't have to do anything. It'll go right through.
But let's say this is at 12.
Oh, okay. Well, it's late, then you have to print it out. Yeah.
Is there any way the security guard could have some on file so we could come up to him and do them? like, just in case they're pulling, you know, like we pull in the middle of the night, I'm not going to lie, come in like 1 or 2 in the morning sometimes from work. So I'm just asking, because printing it out to, and then going to find a security guard in the middle of the night.
You have his phone number.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
You call him up and ask him for the pass and do it with him.
Okay, but if we do it online, we don't have to sign.
Correct, but that's not going to be an instantaneous. You have to print it out.
Okay.
But again, you guys are going to have a business card that you can do. You know, again, how many times we're going to have to do that, I mean, that's going to be, unfortunately, that's all he's not going to play. He can't keep going and doing that. But, I mean, again, if it's one or two here or there, I mean, I don't, we're trying to cut down a lot on the paper and things like that. And, again, the time, because it takes so much time for, it's a lot of work. I mean, it's not any fun, right?
But you think you're going to be late once a week, twice a week, have the form ready. You know, print it out, have it
several
ready.
Out maybe, have time.
Okay.
What work with.
Any more questions, guys? Please.
Yeah.
So if someone is giving a surprise visit on a Saturday morning, right? So I'll be having it one time, the green one, which I'll be giving to one of my friends, but the other one, secretly will be coming only in the evening. So what would be done on a Saturday morning?
I missed the first part, I'm forgetting.
So if someone is giving a surprise visit, right? Like two
surprise,
people coming,
right.
And I won't be having a security on a Saturday, so what could I do on the case?
Again, you can go online and do that. I would leave, you're going to leave today with a phone number. You can leave a voicemail on the security phone number. He checks it when he comes on property. He knows to come to your unit and get that form from you for that cause.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Sir, can I suggest something? With the online and doing that, uh-huh. Why can't he have accessibility, some type of pad?
But where? If he's not here, he doesn't come on until nighttime.
Because I can see the plight of people that work late, restaurant services.
Absolutely.
I come home 2 or 3 in the morning and I need your kids.
Right.
I'm only single. Is there, you know, I try to come home and,
right.
You know, it's hard in those circumstances where, because you're basing it, I think, and this is my opinion, on a 9-to-5 person.
No, not at all.
And there are a lot of people that work these crazy hours, and I'm sure it's hard. They come home. They might have a rough day at work,
yeah,
they might
have
to get back with you,
right.
Or whatever. Then I'm going to be like, oh, let me go home. I mean, you know.
So print it out and have, like Ivy said, have a couple on your counter. I mean, especially if you entertain a lot. I mean, you can go to work. I mean, it's a piece of paper. Have it ready. Just, you know what? Because you never know. I mean, I have to do it my age, really, for that reason.
Can I ask one other question, too? I've been here probably longer than a lot of residents at home. I'm here almost 15 years.
Right.
Wow. Anyway, going back to a few times I've brought up with people, some garages or some driveways could fit 3 cars.
Right.
Some could actually fit 4 on the other side.
If they're small enough.
Which basically to me, that's almost a free pass to all these people that have extra cars. Now, on the other flip coin, and I brought it up to you before, there are people in 2 and 3 bedrooms with 5 and 6 cars.
Hence why we're having this meeting.
Which, again, you know, but I've been told, well, tell me who they are, but I almost feel that's not really part
of it. So it's getting, you have no idea what's coming.
I've told you people before, like when we had.
And I can tell you there's about 3 of them without, again, we're not going to.
We've been through this year.
Yeah, I know.
And you and I will have that conversation later. But.
Right.
2 of them are on their way out.
Okay.
Trust me. If there's a legality, and you know, I can understand your frustration, but when people enter, and you can appreciate it as a renter, you enter into a legal binding agreement. Okay, well, just because now all of a sudden, you know, we're starting to tow and we're starting to crack down on this, you're in a legal binding lease. Your landlord doesn't have to let you out of the lease because the HOA is basically saying you can't have 3 vehicles. That's not fair to you. That's not fair to your landlord, who, in a sense, is part ownership of this association. So there's a compromise. We've made compromises. We've made many compromises and tried to accommodate people. But, again, those that are 4 and 5 people, absolutely not. They're not getting passes anymore.
And
guess what? September 1st is right around the corner. And that first night, I'm working with him. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I assure you. I'm going to have a lot of difference.
Building on what he said about Zach having a tablet or pad or something, I don't have a printer. Can I pick up forms at my house?
Yes, that's fine. Yes. The tablet, unfortunately, hang on 1 second, I promise. The tablet, unfortunately, as everybody I'm sure knows here, the Wi-Fi is horrific. That would be another added expense. There is, like I said, there's another type of software program that we're actually entertaining it. that will alleviate that, that would be smartphone capability. So it will be much easier. Yes, sir, okay.
You said that was something temporary you guys are trying out.
Yes.
So you guys have all the different things that you guys
are trying out? Yes. There is something that I accidentally stumbled upon that's genius. Unfortunately, I get it, but the rules have been in place since 2005.
Oh, eight.
Yes. Well, and then they so yes. But again, there is a wonderful solution, hopefully. Yes, ma'am.
Anybody signing a lease will have to say, or you would have to tell them you cannot have no
orientation. We do orientation and they actually sign a form. So that's my getty right there. You signed it. You knew right in.
And
we're putting it on MLS.
You get the rules and regulations.
Yeah.
You have to read them.
It's on MLS. It's on
everything. About people moving in for 3-4 months and staying here without having to go through them.
Well, if they don't do it legally, I mean, there's nothing I can do to enforce something that's illegal. The only thing we can do, again, is, you know, if people don't have that sticker, like I said, and they have nothing on the vehicle, it's gone.
Anybody renting their place for Airbnb?
They're not allowed to do that. They're not allowed to do Airbnb here. They sign a form again.
Yeah, but they've done it.
They have done it in the past, absolutely. And we, as soon as we've caught wind of it, we've made it take it down.
Those people don't have a choice to have an extra parking.
Right, agreed. We have an owner right now that keeps the vehicle in his garage, and I think you know who I'm talking about, who has renters, and they came in debating yesterday that they want another parking sticker. Unfortunately, they entered into an agreement with that owner that car was going to stay there. They get one. So.
And
when? Oh, sorry, go ahead. He just raised his hand. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
And when we have brigades watching people, for example, when my son comes and he stays for only 1 or 2 weeks, but I need to rent.
You would do a guest pass.
Oh, okay.
If he's here less than 15 days, the statute in Florida states that they are just a visitor. Anything 15 days or more is considered an occupant. Okay. So therefore, then we've got an issue. But if he's here for a 2-week period or whatever the case may be, if he's here home from college for 3 months, you would have to. That would be an alternative for you if you like. Go ahead. I know you tried to ask me a question twice.
So what is the purpose of having the sticker if you're parking in your car?
Sorry?
The purpose of having the
Well, it just lets us know that you've registered the vehicle with us.
Okay.
Because you're only allowed to.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I mean, it's something that, heaven forbid, there's something wrong, somebody's breaking into your car or whatever the case may be. Again, it gives us the information that we need on your vehicle.
Okay. So if I ask, because, you know, if the rules that you guys implemented before, I think I have to have that little green pass to be parked in my driveway.
Well, that's what I just said. I just reiterated that.
I think we're late, so I missed 5 minutes ago.
Okay.
The reason I have a question, because I come in sometimes with different cars,
mm-hmm.
you know, because of my job.
Right.
So, you know, I don't want to have to park the car in the driveway all of a sudden, you know.
Yeah, again, if it's contained in your driveway, you're fine. If you have a sticker and you're in a parking space, mm-hmm. that's not fine.
Sorry.
The gentleman in the back.
Sorry.
Hi, just for clarification, you may want to propose, if we have only one vehicle and the guest comes, does that vehicle need a guest pass?
If they're parked in your driveway,
yeah.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Where does the car go when they get towed away?
It goes to an impound lot, is what it's called. And the statute is it has to be within 10 miles of the community. And it goes to a big fenced area, and they don't give it back until you give them money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of money. I don't know how much.
Yes. Any on the overflow?
Hang on 1 second, guys. Sorry.
Any on the overflow by the shop?
Uh-huh.
Are you guys going to keep that as an overflow?
That's another suggestion we're working on.
Yeah, because that case is on the overflow. You have property vehicles, you know, for maintenance or whatever, that could be parked on the back side.
Right. Yep. Yes.
Are we going to keep on implementing that expired tax is told?
Absolutely.
Just checking for no tax at all.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're going to see it in the overflow.
Yep, it's already gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, it's gone. I know. I'm on.
Okay.
Yes. The car that was parked with no tag. Anybody else? Yes, Mr. Gallimore.
I don't think commercial vehicles were mentioned. Is that something?
Well, the way that the rules and regulations are written, if you have a commercial vehicle and you park it in your garage and I don't see it, and that's one of your two cars, that's fine. If it's parked in a spot, that's not fine. And that won't get a resident tag. And that won't get a guest pass. We have a couple of people that like to try to get a guest pass for their work van, and that's not acceptable. And that has stopped.
When you say a big vehicle with advertising on it, does that include vehicles that just have a little strip across the back window that says
me?
Or health insurance?
Me.
Yes.
Fine.
Yes.
Do I have to remove that sticker?
You park yours in the garage.
Yes.
I don't see it.
Just checking, it's me.
Anybody else?
Yes. So I know a lot of people have bad memories or somebody not able to attend their work because we
right.
Because the industry. Are you able to recap everything we have talked about in the meeting online so people can access to frequently asked questions and the things we've gone over?
Absolutely. We're going to do a bullet point and that's why I'm recording it. It's going to actually be on the website so that people can listen to it. I don't know if you maybe missed that when you came in. Sorry about that. And that's for that reason because again, we can't accommodate everybody. I couldn't accommodate everybody in this room. There's no way. But again, also too, it's going to be something that we're going to do bullet points. We're going to email blast everybody again. That's why it's important to make sure you give us the right email because, you know, there's things that we send out to you and again, recap things or if something comes up that's important, we want to make sure that we can communicate with you.
And also,
yes,
on
sir.
The gate. Yes.
Gate?
Yeah, on the gate.
Okay.
What are we doing? Because I see you guys have cameras, but what are you guys doing before? Because, I mean, it's kind of annoying at times that you go ahead and you see that the thing is always constantly broken. I don't know who's been bashing the call box.
Well, first of all, this is about parking, and I can address that first one to you separately. I assure you those cameras make their weight in gold and money because we file a police report. If somebody doesn't leave me, and that's all I'm going to talk about it, unfortunately, because this is about parking, if somebody hits that call box, we can get their license plate number. We contact Florida Highway Patrol. We file it as it's considered a hit and run.
Okay.
And so they have two choices. I'm going to call them first and say, look, you have two options. I'm either going to call the police, and you're going to get not only a $250 citation from them, but you're also going to pay for the damage to my unit. The last one, for example, it was a U-Haul that came through that accidentally hit it. It was not on purpose. They didn't swing hard enough, and we got a check for over $900 and some from U-Haul. We filed an insurance claim, and I filed many insurance claims. So we do recoup the money. It does not fall under here. Now, people tailgating in, to be honest, I mean, let's face it, probably everybody in this room has probably done it. In one time or another, not just staying here, but then, well, I'm just saying hypothetically. But again, it's a deterrent. I mean, gates keep honest people honest, let's face it. They're not going to stop everybody. The good news is if they break my barrier arm, which I'll know because I'll have it recorded, I'm going to go back after them. And 9 times out of 10, it's a resident that does have a guest card. That has a card, they just either don't choose to use it or they forgot it. So. Okay, back to parking. Anybody else have any questions? Again, like I said, we're going to start doing that as of September 1st. I'm not going to just hang on one second. I promise I'll get you. I have signs that are coming this week. Obviously, we know September 1st is for the following week. So if you guys are interested in that, if you can come talk to me or email me again, I'm going to give you guys a card. You can email me. We'll communicate next week once we get the signage up and we go from there. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
My question
later. Talk to you about. Oh, okay. No problem.
What happened with the first thing that you gave me when we commit a renewal of my suspension?
I didn't hear you, honey. I'm so sorry. Okay.
No worries.
You're good. Yeah. Anybody else?
Okay. Do you want to put it online? Mm-hmm.
It will be online, yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be.
Has everyone signed this, please, that person leaving?
I think you did.
She's gone.
Okay. I'll look them on the camera and find out who. Okay. Anybody else have anything else? Okay. Yeah. You.
I've been on a couple of meetings. When did this all become such a problem?
About 2.5-3 years ago.
With people parking on the street.
All over the place. Yeah. And in fact, my staff at the time was the one that really kept getting really mad about it. And so we kept bringing it up because it was an issue. Cars couldn't get through. It was hard for buses get through. Heaven forbid we have a fire truck. I mean, you have people parked everywhere. They were just all over the place. They were parking on the grass. They were blocking the shop that we couldn't even conduct business because people were just parking anywhere willy-nilly. So, unfortunately, it takes a couple of bad apples to ruin it for everybody. And it's not even ruining it. It's going to make this place look... And parking has gotten a lot better. And for those that are complying, I commend you. Thank you. Because it's not fun for us. Trust me. Ruth spends probably about 3 hours a day. That's on a good day of dealing with people upset about it, people complaining about it, people wanting to say so-and-so and so-and-so good. And we've got to eliminate that. We've just, you know, we all have to do what we have to do to make this community what it is. Community is beautiful property. You guys have a great place to live. We want to keep it that way. And having cars all over the place, it's unattractive. And it's nice because we have alleviated, I would say, probably about 60 to 70% right now. And it's getting better by the end of this month. There's more moving out. Oh, yeah. We've been talking about this for a year. We were here and there. We've been everywhere. We've had this meeting 4 times.
And it has gotten
a lot better.
And you're indicating that it can be better.
It's even going to get better. I promise you. So, if anybody doesn't have anything else, I want to thank you guys for coming. I appreciate it. Again, I'm going to give you guys thank you love. I'm just going to hand those out. Zach, can you be prepared to just pass those out for me? Or here, take some and pass it on. And we're going to pass it. You don't need all those. That way you guys can get it. And if you think of anything after the fact, because I'm notorious for that, shoot me an email. Just let me know what your ideas and thoughts are. I will entertain just about anything with the Lord. Thank you guys very much.